So I continue my reading. Shri Bhagavad Gita, Part 1, Chapter 7, Purna, the complete perfection. Now Krishna has partially woken up to his duty. He is in Dwarka. When he is in Dwarka, he is in his Vasudev expansion. And the Vasudev expansion, although the same person, has a different mood and different activities than the original, his original form of Krishna in Vrindavan. Still, he remembers Vrindavasis. And in reality, his whole life revolves around the Vrindavasis in his Prakat Lila. Where he appears to go from one place to the other. Unlike his Aprakat Lila, his unmanifested Lila in the spiritual world, where he's eternally resides in Dwarka and Mathura and Vrindavan simultaneously. There's no question of him leaving any of those places. But in Prakat Lila, it's different. In Prakat Lila, it's called Naralila. His Lila of his human-like Lila brings out all kinds of different feelings and emotions, exchanges with his various devotees. So, and therefore, sometimes he exhibits both identities at the same time. Sometimes he'll be in Dwarka, but he'll be identifying himself with being a Brajvasi. You know, and at those times, his emotions become very, very intense. So therefore, in his Prakat Lila, sometimes there are arrangements made by Yogamaya through the agency of different personalities, you know, for Krishna to be able to remember and forget different things to allow for his mission to go on. You know, we hear in Bhagavad Gita, yada 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 masya vladi bhavati bharata abhyutana vadarmasya vadarmana vadarmana. He comes to the material world regularly, yuga, sambhavami, day to day, from time to time, in order to annihilate the demons and also in order to associate and encourage the devotees, his devotees. So his devotees come in all kinds of packages, his devotees come in all kinds of moods and all kinds of relationships and all kinds of places. Krishna has to go all those places and reciprocate with everyone perfectly. So it's a big thing. There's a lot of coming and going in Prakat Lila. There's a lot of coming and going as a result of Krishna reciprocating with all his devotees in different places. So now he's coming out of his Dipralapa Bhav, in which he was identifying completely being cowherd boy in Braj again. And he's coming back into his Vasudev consciousness, Vasudev expansion. And Balaram is reinforcing this mood. Balaram is also an expansion. He's Sankarsha. Sankarsat means one who attracts. So, you know, his part of his duty, part of his service to Krishna is to attract Krishna to the right places at the right time so that his lila will go on so that everyone can be satisfied. So now we're going, that's where we are in the reading. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram. Jai. God, body type, kids. Prayamanandi, holy, holy, holy. So we'll start from text 16. Shibhikshiruva cha. Eva mrsantaram hitva dumnam swastha yitumbacha yaduktam balaramena chukva pavantaram data. Sri Parikshit said, Balaram spoke these words to change his younger brother's ecstatic mood and bring him back to normal. Indeed, upon hearing what Balaram said, Krishna did change his mood. Commentary, Digdarshini. Before hearing these words, Krishna was swimming in the prema ras of the most confidential loving dealings. But now, he was in a heroic mood. Thus, in the next verse, Parikshit Maharaj will refer to him as Bhagawan. So, Balaram is said, look, Yudhishthir is there. Look how much Yudhishthir loves you. How can you, now you need to go and help Yudhishthir. All these demons, they're inimical to him because of you. You're responsible. So now you have to come back to this, you know, to your duty and do it. Now, here it's mentioned the heroic mood. You know, in this translation of Vriya Bhagavatamrita, unlike other English translations, of course there's no other English translations of Digdarshini commentary, so not English wrong. It's the only English translation available, period. But normally when English translations are given of the commentaries of the Acharyas and the scriptures, originally in Sanskrit, because there's a philosophy that Sanskrit words cannot be translated into English. Therefore, the people who translate, they leave so many words, Sanskrit words, intertwined in the English, that a person who's an English speaker gets confused, and a person who's an English speaking person who speaks Sanskrit, they get confused, and everyone gets confused. It's not so easy then to enter into the proper understanding and to the mood. Because when we hear a Shastra, we're supposed to enter into the mood. You know, Krishna, he goes back and forth between different moods, and devotees, they also. They go back and forth between different moods, as depending on what they're hearing about Krishna. It's not that, you know, because Gopi Bhav is the highest, and, as I was speaking with Sarang yesterday, includes all the other rasas, that means we should all become gopis. Because then what would happen? What if the spiritual world were just Krishna and the gopis, and there was nothing else? Just Krishna and the gopis. Do you think the gopis could be happy like that? Do you think Krishna could be happy like that? No? For Krishna and the gopis to be happy, they need Vrindavan, they need the birds, they need the trees, they need the cows, they need the cowherd boys, they need their parents, they need everything. Therefore, devotees who, they want to go, you know, one way, and they think, you know, I'm Sakura, so I don't want to hear anything about anything but Sakura. And there's some topic about Yashoda, then they go, oh, no, I can't. No, I don't want to hear it. Let's hear about the, you know, or Gopi Bhava, or whatever. It's you know, it shows that there's very narrow understanding, and that the subject is not being digested, the subject is not being assimilated. And it means that the real nature of the soul is not coming out. It's an attempt to imitate. It's an imitative attempt. The imitative attempt will not work. No matter how sincere we are, no matter how you know, much good guidance we have, if we're imitating, it won't work. And we won't feel satisfied. On the other hand, there's some nice verses actually in the Bhagavad Gita where Krishna describes this phenomenon. He says, Nakarmanam, Nakarmanamanamba, Naishkamyam Purushu, Natcha Sanyasanareva, Siddhim Samari Gachnisi. You can't get perfection just by renouncing everything. Just by renouncing activities, you can't get perfection. Nakarmana manarambha naishkamya purusho nacha sanyasanari siddhim samarigacchati. And in the next verse he says, better a person stays in the position that they are in and tries to serve Krishna with what they have, with the resources they have, in a detached way. That person is much better situated. Nahi kachitchitamapi, jatu kishchitchitamapi, karyate, devashakthama, sarva pratikijayamcha. We are all being controlled. We're not like as free as we think we are. You know, we're under the influence of material nature in a certain way, and therefore we're naturally inclined to certain activities and certain relationships and certain ways of being. And Krishna is actually saying, Karmenyani samyamya yaaste manasas maran. Indriyartan vimudatma nityachara surujite. If externally you're acting as if you're renounced, but internally your mind is always seeking out the objects of the sense of sense gratification, then this is not good. Nityachara surujite. It's called pretending. And we cannot advance in devotional service by pretending. Yastu niyana namasa, niyamya bharatarja, kramindriyai kama yoga, asapta supposition. Better, you stay where you are and act without attachment to the results and give those results to Krishna. Niyatam kuru karma tva, karma jayo yutara, charina yatra pichate, naprasidhyara karma naha. Even the most renounced persons have to maintain the bodies, because the body is the vehicle with which we can do devotional service. Even, you know, of course, there are great devotees who give up eating and sleeping altogether. Raghunath Das Goswami, he practically gave up eating and sleeping altogether, but people who try to imitate that, they make fools of themselves. He was actually so absorbed in love Krishna, that he would forget to eat. It's not that he was like forcing himself or, you know, not coming to the dinner table in order to, you know, strengthen his resolve and in order to detach himself from material nature. No. It's not Raghunath Das Goswami, he would just forget to eat. Not only that, he would forget to sleep. You know, we go to sleep as soon as possible. We're always looking for a nice place to sleep. Nice time to sleep. When will I be undisturbed? When I can try to sleep. So as long as we're in this state, conditioning, there's no question of us, you know, pretending that we are, you know, gopis or cowherd boys or, you know, paternal personalities of Krishna. No question. And therefore there's no question of us focusing our attention on one, you know, aspect of Krishna's lila. It's not, no question. We will just stumble and have trouble and eventually fall. And the path is strewn with such personalities who have tried in that way. So here, you know, Krishna's mood is changing because of Balaram's association. It is changing. It is becoming heroic. This is Virya Bhava means there's five direct and seven indirect rasas. The five direct rasas is Dai Bhava, establishes our relationship with Krishna permanent. They're called permanent rasa. All of us are in that generic, one of those, originally we're in generic rasa, we're in one of those rasas. That's our relationship with Krishna. But within that subdivision, within that category, each one of us has other moods and other things that go on. And those are going on according to the indirect rasas. One of which is here being described as heroic mood. If you analyze life in any exchange, in any moods that people cultivate in order to have taste in life, in order to enjoy life, in order to have taste, in order to have variety, that the English saying is variety is the spice of life. Without variety you can't enjoy. Like the Mayavadis, they regulate their senses so much so that there's no variety. They refuse to eat nice tasting food altogether. There's no consideration of what is prasadam, what is not prasadam. They try to negate the body. They try to negate the mind. But if you try to do that artificially, then you will become a little crazy. You won't be sane. You won't be able to adjust properly your relationships with others, your dealings, even in devotional service. But the acharyas in the line of bhakti, bhakti yoga, the acharyas in devotional service, they teach us how to use everything in Krishna service. And therefore, nothing becomes a burden to a devotee. Nothing is a burden to a devotee because he's doing everything in devotional service. So here Krishna, his mood is changing, he's becoming heroic, you know. Yes! Those rascals, they won't touch a hair on Yudhisthira's head, my devotee. Kotya pradijanihi name bhakta pradashati. This is why devotees who try to go to one specific rasa and to the neglect of anything else, they lose so much. They lose contact with reality because they lose contact with all the varieties of Krishna's devotees and all the varieties of Krishna's loving service and devotional atmosphere. Therefore, Prabhupada used to encourage us and in fact demand from us that we continuously over and over again read all of his books. He said that because he wanted us to always keep in mind this broad spectrum of devotional service so that we can always appreciate Krishna in whatever form he takes, wherever he is, whatever he's doing, and not artificially try to, you know, reject one thing over another before we're actually situated in that dham. So, what to speak of us? Krishna's mood is changing. Balaram speaking to him, you know, like sometimes we're, you know, we need to be preached to by our temple president or the sannyasi or our older god brothers or friends. They have to preach to us to get us to change our mood so we'll do the right thing. So what to speak of us? Krishna. Balaram speaking to him. And he's speaking to him and he calls him Bhagawan. Trying to remind him what his mission is right now, what his duty is. Text 61. Jagada Bhagavan Krudho Vrata Shalvanu Jadayoham Ke Divarakta Mahantavyam. This personality of Godhead grew angry and said, "Brother, who are those useless creatures? Shalva's younger brother and those like him. I will go by myself and kill them at once." So this is Krishna's mood, you know, as Vasudev. Even when Krishna is in Braj, and you know the demons are coming, and he's having to kill them. And although we may say that it's Vishnu who's killing, or it's Vasudev Krishna who's killing, still it's the same person. It's not a different person. And the pastimes, therefore, of Krishna are variegated everywhere. Even in Braj, they're variegated. Therefore, even in Aprakat, Goloka Vrindavan, it is described in the second part of Sri Priya Bhagavatamata, Sanatana Goswami reveals that even there, sometimes the demons come, and sometimes Akrura comes, and Krishna will go out and kill Kamsa, and come back immediately. Not like Prakat Lila, it's different. Not like Prakat. Prakat Lila, he goes out and he stays for long periods of time. And he identifies himself to be Maturavasi or Dwarkavasi, king, this and that. But Krishna in Aprakat, he never identifies himself like that. He always stays the Vrajvasi, who's just going, and then as soon as he hears that the Vrajvasis are in difficulty, he immediately comes back. But he comes and goes. And Yogamaya arranges for the forms of these personalities to appear and disappear. Appear and disappear, appear and disappear, again and again. Why? So that Krishna can enjoy. So Krishna can enjoy. Krishna doesn't just enjoy one thing. Krishna is the supreme being. And just as we need different things for us to feel proper and satisfied, he needs unlimited things for him to feel proper and satisfied. Therefore the devotees, they tax their brains. They take anxiety. They accept anxiety. They change their anxiety from material to spiritual by taxing their brain how to make Krishna more and more comfortable. How to bring everything to Krishna in the most wonderful way, in the most variety, with the most wonderful things. And Yogamaya, she does that to the nth degree. She does that the most of anybody. She is Krishna's pastime energy. She is personification of Samvit. Samvit mixes with Ladini. Then knowledge and taste of Krishna prema comes. It doesn't come from just one thing. You come then to sit for prasadam, and all there is salt on your plate. That's it. Just salt. Who can think of such a thing? Or all there is rice. Nothing but just rice, nothing else. You know, or all there is just, you know, subject, nothing else. Who can think of such a thing? You can't. You need the rice, you need the sub, you need chapati, you need the salt. You're too much and you can't eat it. Too little, you can't eat it. It's life. Life is like that. A devotional life is also like that. But the difference is that the anxieties and the desires and everything is for Krishna. And I just listened this morning to a tape. Like Krishna's arrangement, Prabhupada said this, so I could say it in the class today. The beginning of spontaneous love for Krishna is when you begin to accept anxiety for the pleasure of Krishna. Mother Yashoda is always in anxiety. She is never peaceful. Radharani is always in anxiety. She's never peaceful. When will Krishna come? How will we be able to meet? So many obstacles. Yashoda, what the monkey is going to come, and you know, Krishna's going to touch fire when he's a baby. He's going out and, you know, doing his boyhood pastimes, causing everyone anxiety. What's going to happen? Stealing this, stealing that. Always in anxiety. So the devotees who are looking to be free from anxiety, the devotees who are looking to go away from the, you know, activities of devotional service, in order to just go into the mind and do lila smarana or do something like that, unless they're highly advanced, unless they're highly elevated in devotional service, through the process of having accepted anxiety for Krishna, then they won't get the right idea. They'll be worshipping shadow Krishna. And you can taste it in the relationships. You can taste it in the moods. You know, Krishna, he is very pleased with his devotees, and he's very pleased when he sees his devotees being nice with one another and having relationships and having all these things. Therefore, he's responding to Balaram's plea. What about Yudhishthira? He's over there, you know, he needs to do this sacrifice, and all these kings are inimical, and because of you, and he says, no, no, I won't let that happen. I'll kill them. I'll go and I'll kill them. Right now, myself, personally. Baban, katye tu satyame sapati kyamidam bacha itam prasanga sangatya mukta bhavam jahau prabho. Trust these words of mine as truth. They give my firm promise. In this way, the circumstances of the moment made Lord Krishna forget his confusion. Commentary. Digdarshani. Krishna's bewilderment was in fact his complete rapture in the highest premaras. But for now, he had to refrain from those ecstasies. So sometimes, when we're confused, you know, the best thing to do is to do something. Because when you're confused, you don't know what to do. If you do something, then your senses and everything becomes engaged and you become one. You become whole. Whereas if your mind is not completely controlled and you try to do one thing in your mind, then you become confused. Therefore, the devotees who are actually advanced in devotional service, they are always doing things for Krishna. Even the Goswamis, they were always doing things for Krishna. Sanatana Goswami, he was so dear to the Vrajvasis, he would travel around and they would all come to him and he would preach. He would either write books or he would meet together with his brothers and the other Goswamis and compare and edit each other's books. And they were always absorbed in some kind of activity in Krishna consciousness. They were never idle. They were never just sitting, not doing anything. They were always engaged. Sometimes they may have just been writing books for some time, or sometimes they may have just been discoursing and discussing with him. Sometimes they may have been helping people. But whatever they were doing, they were always engaged. They were never idle. The idle mind is the devil's workshop. When we become confused, it means our mind is idle. It's not engaged. Devotional service means engagement, practical engagement of the mind and the senses in trying to please Krishna. course, hearing about Krishna is pleasing Krishna. But if we try to just hear, and we don't engage in variegated activities, unless we're very, very special, which who is? Who is special? Who is that special that they can just hear? I watch the devotees, they sleep. Even the class is like a little bit, you know, strong. They'll sleep because they haven't actually got the thing. They're not actually hearing with the soul. The soul is not hearing. Therefore, it's very, very important to stay engaged in active, practical, devotional service. So the senses activated will feel surcharged happiness because of being connected with devotional service. The mind will feel surcharged in happiness because of being connected with devotional service. Nasti bodhir ayuktasya nacha yuktasya bhavana nacha bhavyataksantir ashantasya kutasukam. Krishna says, therefore, unless you're engaged in devotional service, you cannot be peaceful, and if you're not peaceful, you cannot be happy. So peaceful doesn't mean stopping activity. Peacefulness does not mean stopping the trouble of doing something. It means yukta. It means to do something for Krishna, to keep your mind and your senses always engaged in devotional service. Shukta karma divikvanso yata kurvati bharata kurya vidvamsita shakti chakushya lokasandraha. Someone may act out of attachment. A liberated soul will also act, but without attachment. Why? Chakirshu lokasangraha. To guide others, because they care. They care about others. They act in a way that other people can understand how to act by their behavior. So here's Krishna. You said trust by word, Krishna says. He got angry. He wasn't sitting going, let me go to the forest and, you know, meditate and forget all this trouble. You trust my word. You know, I will go there, I will do something. I will not let my devotees, you know, be in trouble with by these rascals. And in this way his confusion forgotten. Mukta bhavam jahal. He gave up his confusion. Confusion means I don't know what to do and what not to do. When I'm doing this, I feel like I should be doing that. When I'm doing that, I feel like I should be doing this. When I'm here, I feel like I should be there. When I'm there, I feel I should be here. You understand? This is confusion. It means the soul is not anchored in devotional service. What anchors the soul in devotional service is love, prema. Without prema, without doing one's devotion, one's service with love, there's no anchor. And therefore the mind will go here, there, here, there. Therefore the establishment of devotional relationships in service is extremely important. The development of devotional relationship with the spiritual master. Diksha, shiksha, never mind. The spiritual master, those who are guiding us in devotional service. It is extremely important to develop relationships with those persons. Proper relationships. And that our endeavor be to please them. And that we agree and want to take anxiety. We see somebody else in anxiety, we should want to do something ourselves. Let me take that anxiety on myself to free my guru from anxiety, or to free this devotee from anxiety. What to speak of Krishna, to free Krishna from his anxiety. This is pure devotional service. This is pure devotional service. Let me take the anxiety. Everybody wants Gopi Bhav, but gopis, their happiness is Krishna's happiness. And if Krishna wants them to suffer, and if he takes pleasure in that, then that suffering is their happiness. That is Gopi Bhava. That, let me take the suffering. As long as Krishna can be happy, I will be happy suffering. But they don't want to take that side of the Gopi Bhava. They just want to take the other side. You know, touching, feeling, you know, jingle, jangle, this, that, kissing, smooching, you know, in the mind. And in that way, enjoying. So Krishna, he's forgetting his confusion about who he is at the moment by his mind being activated. Yes, I am going to protect my devotee. He's going to be in anxiety. You watch. I promise. It's right here. Bhavan, part 8, 2. Satyamme. You believe what I'm saying is true. They have a saying in English. You know, read my lips. They say that. You read my lips. I'm telling you now, this is going to happen. When a very determined person, you know, is promising something. Read my lips. This will happen. This is the strength of devotional service. Parito mukhur alokya śrīmadvāra patishwaram śrī yādavendram ātmānam pratyā vijyātabhāṁstada. Looking around again, Krishna remembered that he was the master of Sri Dwarka, the divine king of the Yadavas.
Prasadhabhyantade suktam sasmarartam kodeshtitam vamsin svayas prahasyapi vanyavesham chajishtavan.
He remembered he had been sleeping inside the palace. Then he saw the flute in his hand, and himself and his older brother dressed like forest dwellers.
Purya bahi prayanena gopalanam abhikshacha vismayam sanshayam chapto jahasa vidhi bhavayan.
Krishna perceived he had gone out of the city to tend cows. This filled him with surprise and doubt. He laughed as he pondered it. This is a very important point. Anyway, Digdarshan commentary. Now aware of himself as the prince of Dwarka, Krishna had to reckon with the obvious facts that he and Balaram were dressed like cowherd boys and he had been tending cows along the shore of the ocean. He wondered why they were acting like this and whether these things were actually happening or were some sort of illusion. He laughed at his own inability to figure this out. He laughed at his own inability to figure this out and at his long lapse from normal consciousness. Now just see, here Krishna is laughing at himself. Krishna is laughing at himself. How can I do something so stupid? I'm here dressed as a coward boy on the ocean. I'm tending cows. There's no cows. And here I am. What's going on here? And then what did he do? He laughed. He laughed at himself. He didn't, you know, like, put himself into a mental institution. Right? He didn't go to Devaki and say, you better commit me into a mental institution. You know, I just lost track of reality. I don't know what I'm doing here. He laughed at himself. So there's a big lesson in this for us. Big lesson in, because we're all so serious, you know. Anybody comes and says a little bit thing, no, what you're saying is about, no, you go, do that. Right? We're all, you know, we're all taking ourselves so seriously. I'm not like you. I'm okay. Look, me, look. Right? Because we can't laugh at ourselves. We're like in a box, you know. We're like, but Krishna, he can laugh at himself. Why can't we laugh at ourselves when you do something stupid, when you make a mistake? But the devotees are all, you know, confused about this. Then when they make a mistake, they say, oh, I'm fallen, I can't, you know? And then they can't act, they can't do anything, you can't talk to them, you can't say hello to each other, they're just in their own little world, they cross to each other, they can't say anything, can't do anything, can't pick up a piece of trash on the floor, you know, it's Krishna's floor, they can't remember to, you know, they can't do a little extra, you ask them to do a little bit of extra, kaboom. That's not my duty. This is all due to modes of material nature. This is all due to severe conditioning, and we cannot laugh at ourselves. That's why Hasya Ras is one of the rasas. Hasya Ras is so important that it goes with all the other rasas, the direct rasas. The other rasas, some go and some don't go. But Hasya Ras goes with everything. It's like, you know, masala. You know, it's like the masala that goes on any preparation, right? You have certain masalas, they go with everything, right? You can put the black salt on a sweet preparation. Oh, very nice. Right? You put the lemon pickle on the sweet thing and it's so nice. So the Hasya Ras, it's nice. It goes with everything. It makes everything tasty, sweet and juicy. So Krishna is showing by his own example. Okay, he made a mistake. He's laughing. Oh, look at this. What have I done? He doesn't take it so seriously. He doesn't, Balaram, you rascal. You dressed me up. You made me a fool in front of everyone. What's wrong? You know? No. But we want to be in Gopi Bhav, or we want to be in Vatsalya Bhav, or we want to be in Sakya Bhav, and we're so touchy that you can't even say anything to us. We can't laugh at all at ourselves. So Krishna's thinking about these things and he's laughing. He's just laughing. Right at the beginning of the Gita, there's a verse. Tamu vacha risikisa. Prahasani Bhavarta. Sena Yorava Yorava Shidatamidambucha. And Arjun's like crying and dropping his bow, I can't do it, forget it. And Krishna's Prahasan Bhavarta. He's laughing. He's smiling. Not laughing, but he's smiling. He's looking at Uddhava and at Arjun and he's smiling. Why? Krishna never He knows 10 minutes later he's going to be fighting. Like a mother, you know, you take something from the child is, oh no, you can't, you've done the horrible thing to me, what's it? You know, and the mother's laughing, you know, because she knows 10 minutes later he'll be back doing his nonsense, everything will be the same. But this little childish, oh, it's such a big thing to me. Oh, this is such a big thing, you can't, how have you done this? Why have you done this? No, I'll give it to you right now. You're just letting me look at this. No, 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 you can't take it. It's mine. I'll give it to you in 1 second. No, 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 you can't take it. It's childish. They can't see past here. Can't see past here. Can't see more than 5 seconds in the future. But when you're mature, can I borrow this for just one moment? I'll just look. Oh, sure. There's trust. There's love. Sure, you want to look for a minute? Sure. I'll give it right back. Sure, no problem. And then if I take it, no, I won't give it back. Oh, come on. Then there's laughing, then let me give it back. No big deal. Right? So we have to grow up. We have to grow up. You can't remain, you know, a baby forever. You can't remain a baby forever. you know, as soon as some little thing happens,
oh, I can't do it, no, I know.
You go into your room, shut the door, that's it. Nobody can talk to you, can't do anything. Prabhu, somebody else has to do my service. I don't feel good. What about Krishna? What about the service? What about you? No, never mind. I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do it. Okay, Hare Krishna. We have to grow up. Shibhya Bhagavatamrita ki jaya. Shri Sanatana Goswami ki jaya. Gaura Prema Nandi Hari Hari Bol.